Yeah, I did it, and it was incredibly embarrassing. But the truth is, I wasn't there. I mean, I was there, but the truth be told, I wasn't truly there or all there. I was about half there. No. Actually, I was maybe only about a third there. I would say I was two-thirds there, but a third of me wasn't there. And unfortunately, that one-third that wasn't there was the most important part of being there. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Hey, I don't know if you're my Facebook friend, but you might want to check out a post I made yesterday. It woke up a bunch of snowflakes, and as I would call them, a bunch of, well, they call themselves Christians, but they're definitely not Christ followers, or maybe they just don't understand Scripture. But it was about Palestine playing themselves as a victim, and it was great. It was a lot of people just commenting. Josh, I don't know if you're listening, but you bring the hammer, brother. Facts, insight, thank you. But anyway, just thought I might tip you off. You might want to read some of the comments just for some fun. And don't forget, you can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. You don't have to wait till a Facebook post comes up where you rip on me. You can rip on me one-on-one at TDA. Also, Ken, thank you for the encouraging email and message. I appreciate it. I don't feed off of words of encouragement, but they're so rare today. It's a good shot in the arm. So thank you very much. Now, let me say this. We've got a lot of things going on in the world, and more people are wanting me to do a podcast on Israel and Hamas and ISIS and all that. It's not that I don't feel qualified. It's just that the truth is, I feel like I would need somebody else to give me another perspective, maybe a professional. And so we might do it, but I'm trying to figure out who that second person would be. Anywho, don't forget Tuesday nights, be a man at Hillspring Church. If you're around, show up 6:45 and eat. We start the meeting at 7:15, or you can watch it online on our YouTube channel. And August, Friday and Saturday, 16th, 17th, is our End Times Conference. It's filling up fast. Only 200 people can come, but we've got some top experts who will be sharing, and by that time, who knows what we'll be talking about with Israel and the rest of the world. So, let's jump into it. So about 6 years ago, I was doing a wedding, and for the first 5 minutes, I could tell the couple seemed really uncomfortable. Now, that's not unusual. Sometimes it's just the guy, sometimes it's just the girl, but both of them were kind of looking at me like, hey, we're not sure about this. Until I realized, because one of the groomsmen whispered to me, it's not Stan and Lisa, it's Eric and Darla. I was reading the wrong names. I have a script that I use for weddings, and I just plug the names in, and there's some things you change for each person, but I had pulled up the wrong script. And so these people were looking at me like, yeah, that's not who we are. So it was pretty sad. Now, the good news is I'm doing a wedding in a week, and if I get those names wrong, put me into the old folks' retirement home, because it's my son and his wife. And yes, they're already married, but we're going to do an actual wedding ceremony. So I don't think I'm going to mess those up. Now, where am I going with all this? Gunther Gebel Williams, one of the all-time greatest animal trainers, was asked what is the most important advice he was giving his son, who's now going to follow in his footsteps and pursue a career in lion taming. And he looked at the reporter and said, basically, just be there. And the guy was like, what do you mean? Like, show up for work? No, don't just be there physically, but mentally. When you're in the ring, you're literally with man-eating animals. You can't get it caught up with the kid crying in the fourth row. You can't get caught up or even slightly look at the woman who's dressed provocatively in the red dress in the first row. You can't let the lights and the sound and the yelling vendors to distract you. You have to be there mentally. Now, what if we took this to our world? Your world, my world, as followers of Christ. Wherever you are, don't let it distract you from being there mentally and spiritually. When you're at church, you can be happy and satisfied that you're there. Hey, we made it. Yeah, this is two Sundays in the whole month. They're doing pretty good. But are you there mentally And are you there spiritually? Are you checked in, as they say? Or are you checked out? Are you there? What does God want me to do then and there? Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. It springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a new way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And Ephesians 5, 15 says, be very careful then how you live, not as wise, but not as unwise, but as wise. The word there in the Greek, that little stanza, be very careful how you live, it means to distinctly and with exactness perceive to discern. I'll say that again. It means to distinctly and with exactness perceive to discern. But for what? It goes on to say, to know how to live. That seems pretty important, don't you think? To know how to live? What if you simply ask God to start to teach you what is going on in every area, every day, every way? Ask yourself, God, help me discern with exactness what is going on in politics, with Israel, with college campuses. Help me perceive with exactness what is going on in my son's life, in my daughter's life, in my wife's life, in my boss's life. Hey, help me understand and perceive with distinct detail why I think and feel this way about my pastor, about my father. Help me understand with distinctness to discern why I'm afraid of this, or why I have low self-esteem, or why I get volatile or lash out. As God starts to show you with exact detail and insight, you can then begin to ask him to help you change. You can ask him how this can make you more like his son. Because at the end of the day, you can't change what you don't see. And you won't see what you don't perceive. And you won't perceive unless you're there. Garth Ekman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.